Welcome back to the Osteomag podcast, folks. Today, we're diving headfirst into something you might not think much about. Our feet. We're focusing on the big toe, or as the fancy terminology goes, the hallux. You probably don't give it much thought, right? But let me tell you, that big toe is super important for balance and movement. How often do we really talk about our big toes anyway? That's why it's crucial to discuss two conditions that can really mess with our big toes' function: hallux limitus and hallux rigidus.
Hold on, wait a minute. I had no idea the big toe was that important. I always thought it was just, there, you know? Like, what exactly is the difference between hallux limitus and hallux rigidus? They sound like they could be, I don't know, wizards from a fantasy book or something?
Haha, I love that comparison. Wizards indeed. But alas, it's a bit more serious. Hallux limitus is like, imagine a car that's low on gas. It's characterized by a reduced range of motion in the big toe, especially when you try to bend it upward. Picture yourself trying to accelerate in that car. Tough, right? You start feeling pain when you walk or stand. Definitely not a fun ride.
That car analogy makes total sense. So if it's like a car, does that mean there's a way to, revitalize it, like get it tuned up before it turns into hallux rigidus, you know, like they do with old cars?
Exactly. Early diagnosis is key. Think of it like bringing your car in for maintenance before it breaks down completely. If you catch hallux limitus early, treatments can be pretty conservative. We're talking exercises, custom orthotics, those are fancy footbeds tailored just for you, and some lifestyle changes. But if you delay, that could lead to hallux rigidus, which is a more severe issue.
Oh wow, but what happens with hallux rigidus? Is it just super stiff? I mean, that sounds really bad.
Yes, in hallux rigidus, your big toe joint, known as the metatarsophalangeal joint, turns into a rusty hinge. It becomes incredibly stiff, and you can pretty much say goodbye to any mobility in that toe. Just imagine trying to walk, run, or even stand. You end up with chronic pain and struggle with daily activities. It's as if your car won't move at all.
Yikes. So it affects, like, the whole body? I totally get how compensating for a stiff toe could throw off your knees and hips. That's wild.
Absolutely. When the big toe isn't doing its job during the toe-off phase of walking or running, that stress has to go somewhere else. Think of it as a chain reaction. Everything else starts to feel the impact. This can lead to problems further along the chain of your body, and honestly, nobody wants that.
Okay, so are there early signs I should watch for? I can't imagine it's just some sudden pain, right?
Great question. The symptoms often begin mild and can easily be mistaken for just an annoying ache after a long day. You might feel some stiffness or a little discomfort after standing all day. But recognizing that as a warning sign is crucial. Early intervention can save you a lot of heartache and help you stay mobile.
So it's pretty much like those early warning signs we ignore in our cars, right? You know, like that little dashboard light that goes on. I totally get that.
Exactly. And let me tell you, the emotional toll of dealing with chronic foot pain can really weigh you down. Imagine how frustrating it is when you want to go for a run or hike, but your big toe just can't keep up. It really affects your overall well-being.
Wow, that's heavy. I would imagine, feet don't really come up in conversations about wellness, right? But it makes so much sense when you explain it.
Exactly. Understanding the big toe's role in movement and balance is essential. Let's keep our big toes happy, everyone, because at the end of the day, foot health is fundamental for our overall quality of life.
Laughs. Who would have thought a podcast about feet could be so enlightening? This was awesome.